Welcome back to the Line Between Upper Desi Podcasts with your lovely hosts, Elisa and
Kitki. Hi, guys.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. It has been an interesting summer for the both of us. I feel like the summer has been just kind
long.
Of a lot. I feel it's been long. It's been a long summer.
But like not in a way that it's not in like a summer is never ending, woohoo, like in like a oh my god, are we done, like is it autumn sort of way.
I feel like that it is. I mean, that's what I mean, it is. Autumn is basically around the corner. I mean, for you, I mean, this is a weird international edition of The Line Between because I'm sitting in Bahrain at my parents' house and you are in the UK, but it's like 40 degrees here. It's absolutely disgusting. Would not recommend to anybody to sit in the Gulf during September. Would not recommend. What? 0 out of 10. It's absolutely horrific.
You're chasing the sun. That's like what all super bougie people do, right? Like will spend their colder months in the far east as they can get, and then they make their way back.
That's the thing, though, when it gets cold. The problem is I feel like the UK still isn't really that cold yet. This would make more sense for, like, December UK, and then I come to Bahrain, and it's, like, nice and warm. That way I don't have to feel it. But in the UK, when I left, it was, like, 22, 23, which is pleasant. And then I landed here, and it was 40 degrees. I went out to get lunch today. I took a nice little drive and went to go grab lunch today from near my house. And I parked my car, and the 5 minutes walk from my car to the cafe was scorching, disgusting.
Yeah, my glasses would have steamed up.
Armpit. It's horrific.
40 degrees is so it's too much. Like it's, you know, when you get off the plane and your glasses steam up, like that's what happens to me. And then you're like, great, I have reached. You know, I'm in the homeland. Like this is where I'm supposed to be. I've acclimated, but 40 degrees, I feel like, is another level of heat.
Yeah, I mean, but that's what I mean. It is exactly that. So for me, summer has not ended. For me, summer is in full swing. But I feel like for you, autumn is knocking on.
Spiritually, it's like this. Have you seen the thing where it's like all of these things are defrosting? Like we've got Gilmore Girls, Harry Potter,
season.
Like, I hate to be. This is so.
I saw one of Mariah Carey the other day.
she's constantly defrosting. She's defrosting from Jan. Like, let her fast first. You know, like Christmas. Yeah. You're not wrong, because I was in the grocery store yesterday and there's already Christmas chocolates. And obviously,
that's so funny.
Like, Halloween's becoming a thing here. Like, I celebrate Halloween, but we don't really have much of Halloween here, but like it's crazy to go from Halloween, like spooky sweets, to like Christmas pudding. You know, it's very much like, we're done.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. No, but you're so right on that. But like the thing is, when I landed home, my next door neighbors are American. They already have their Halloween decorations up. Early September, they have like pumpkins outside their front door. I'm like, it's not even October yet.
That's what I mean. I feel like, I don't know, maybe I'm just more aware of it, but I feel like collectively everyone's in the mood of like, let's wrap it up. You know, like 2024, let's speed run the last 3 months because we're done.
We are 100% done. No, you're so right. Because also exactly what you said, summer has been so long. And as much as I love summer, summer's my favorite time of year. Nothing beats summer. I just, there's a small part of me that was like, enough of
this summer. This
summer,
I mean, I've been saying this and I feel like it's something we touch on, but it feels like the frontal lobe is developing. And I say this, it's not in an age, like not indicative of age, merely maturing. Because surely, like summer felt different, I swear. And summer was like longevity wise was also different before. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, there's so many factors, like working through the summer, being in a different city in the summer, but like, yeah, it's like, this is giving very much like girl grows up and realizes things are not the same, but
Things are not the
it
same,
really does feel like I had a summer that was not like anything. I had certain expectations, let's say.
yeah. No, I can
But I
see
don't
that.
know.
I can see that.
I feel like also this is so British, like to talk about weather to start out. But like we, like you said, we have really not, like we haven't hit like full fall and winter yet because you start
No,
the
yeah.
day, I can see my breath, like it's very cold. And then you get to like midday and the sun is still shining, which is great. Not complaining. We don't get much sun, but then by the end of the day, I'm like sweating. So it's a really weird transitional seasonal
Yeah,
period.
it's like the season, the weather can't decide like where it wants to be, how hot it wants to be. I can see that. I don't think I've ever actually been in the UK for like proper mid-September. I think around this time, I think I always end up still being at home during this time, I think. Because I think
So you
uni
miss
for
out
me,
the.
yeah, I always miss it out. I always miss it out because I think uni for me always started in like late September, early October. And
Yeah, of
then
course, it's
last
like later.
September, yeah, exactly. And then last September, when I was working, I think I'd gone on holiday during this time. I'd come back home. So I don't think I've ever experienced this weird like back and forth that's supposed to be happening
Oh,
right
the
now.
chip. You're not missing much. You're really not missing much, but.
Yeah. But yeah, no, you're talking about frontal lobes being developed. Mine was recently developed. Unfortunately, it pains me to say.
Yes,
It
oh my
pains me to
God.
say
Elisa
that my
turned
frontal
25,
lobe.
guys.
Yeah, I recently turned
Woo!
25. I have left my early 20s. I am now officially in my mid-20s. It feels like an age that you should feel like a woman, like an actual woman.
A wolf, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't feel like a woman. I also recently quit my job, so I'm even less so. I feel like a woman.
You really said, give me the existential starter pack, like
Yeah.
country moving, job changing,
Yeah.
turning a different age. Like you
A
really
brand new
did it in
age
2 months.
bracket. Yeah, I did it all in 2 months. I didn't want to do it, but I did it. That's the thing, but the thing is, for me, I don't know if you feel this, Keith, that like the older I get, the more and more I compare myself to my mom at my age,
Really interesting. No. Tell me more of
because like
this.
I feel like, okay, so obviously I've just turned 25, but I look back and I've been looking because I've been at home, like all our family photos are here. I look back at my old family photos of like when my mom was 25. That was 2000. I was in this world. She had given birth to me already. She was
Yeah.
married with
Yeah,
a
I mean,
child already,
my
like a
mom had
full
me.
1-year-old child.
That's so crazy because my mom, now you say that, yes, I've also clocked. My mom was also 25 when I was born. That is also crazy.
It's
Wow.
absolutely insane. And like, it's something as simple as like, I had like a random wisdom tooth problem the other day, and my mom just goes, "Oh yeah, I know that happened to me when I was your age." I just go, "What do you mean when you were my age?"
What do you mean? Wait, what do you mean?
What do you mean? No, exactly. What do you mean? That's
20,
exactly what.
yeah.
Yeah, it just
I
feels
think,
really, really weird.
well, I think you're also, and this is something that like it's, what is it? Like the burden of being a woman. And I mean, we talk a lot about like being like the eldest children and eldest daughters. So there's like all these institutions that then come into play. And I'm like not just talking about pension. Like we're talking about
Yeah.
marriage and
Marriage, yeah.
house buying. Real estate, you know, the property ladder. And obviously, okay, let's ignore the topic of marriage because, like, everyone talks about that. We know that it's like an
Yeah.
overarching cloud.
Yeah, over
Not a bad
every
one.
South. Yeah, not a bad one, but it's an overarching point of
But
conversation for
yeah, it
every
could be
South
like a.
Asian girl in her 20s.
Exactly. Like, so for some people, it's a rain cloud. For some people, it's cumulonimbus. Like, that's your cloud. But, like, I mean, more so,
Not
like,
the scientific term, babe. Not the
yeah.
scientific term.
Because you know what? I'm not here to judge. Like, what makes one nervous could make another one happy. So,
Yeah.
marriage aside, I think all these other things, like property, mortgages, like healthcare, like something so simple. Like you were talking about your tooth stuff. Like my parents and I, like we also had a conversation where I was like, oh, do I have to start like getting checkups now? And like health, do I have to start giving a shit? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But all of these come into play where you kind of realize that you can't really get away with being like, I don't know, you know, I'm not old enough for that. Like, you know, like, no, I can figure 100%. That out later. But it is
it
later.
Always feels like you're 100% right. It always feels like this is a later problem. This is a later problem. But unfortunately, later is here. Later has entered the chat. I don't know what to do. And I just feel like it. I don't feel ready. I actually don't feel ready for any of this. But I don't know if anyone ever feels ready for any of this.
No, I guess not problems, but like, I guess the goalposts will always like change. Like, as in, you talk to people. And I think that's why it's really important to this point, actually, to have friends in all age ranges. Like, that's really true. Get like people being like, oh, yeah, why would I? Like, it's a little weird if, let's say, you have an 18-year-old friend.
Yeah.
I'm sure not saying like, you know.
Yeah, no.
I see how that is not really feasible. But like I have a couple friends who are like 27, 28. And like talking to them about like what they're aspiring for, like, you know, what are things that they're looking at? Like, it just widens your perspective of like, oh, like fundamentally, none of us really do know what's happening. But
yeah,
I guess the goal keeps changing. Like, yeah.
Yeah, no, you're right. And I think it's also very dependent, I guess, on what you perceive and based off like what you grow up and like your and how you grow up in your child and what you perceive to be like life milestones. And I feel like I've had this conversation with sometimes with other friends and things about life milestones and things like that. And I feel like what's really interesting, and I don't know if you feel like this, maybe, I mean, but you've lived in the UK for a while now, but I just mean that I feel like a lot of people talk about property and buying houses and like when they're going to be a homeowner and everything. For what's really interesting is that for me, I don't see that as a life milestone because I've never lived in a house that has been like my house that my parents have bought. Like I've never, like I have lived in rentals my entire life because we've jumped from country to country.
I'm with you. Yes, for sure.
So that for me, the house, I mean, people talk about like, oh my God, I need like a homeowner and I need to have this, I need to get this house. Like, you know, other people are buying houses and I can't do it. For me, I don't see that as like that source of anxiety about growing up because I'm like, my parents never bought a house for us to live in as a family. Like our family home has never been our home. The only house that like really us, like any of our family members like own is like my grandparents' house in Pakistan. Like that's only like the one that we own outright. So for me, that doesn't seem like a milestone. And I feel like for some people, that's a big source of anxiety. But
yeah,
for me, it isn't. No, but it's exactly what you said, that everyone's like the goalpost changes.
Yeah, because I feel like to go back, like some people, like, who was it? I met someone at a party recently and they were like in their early 30s. And obviously, which is not old, but they were saying how they feel like they're running out of time to decide where they want to settle. Because for a lot of people who are like, let's say they like, you know, like you were describing, they grow up in a certain area, then they go somewhere else for uni. And then let's say they work, they stay there to work or they come back home to work. They still don't know where they want to settle or where they want to pursue their like mid-level career. Or I don't know, like it's these big questions. And like, I understand the anxiety of like time running out, especially free time running out. In the sense that you have to allocate all your brain power and non-free time towards like, I don't know, building value for your shareholders. Like, I don't know.
What? So,
like, as in you just have to be so valuable and so capitalist and busy.
Yeah.
Like, bigger existential things. Like, I'm pretty sure the person I was talking to was like Australian and they were just saying like, I really like London, but I would like be keen to explore like other parts of Europe, like Berlin. And like these questions, it's like obviously you can like take it lightly and figure out if you like these cities, but it's like a big thing because let's say you settled, it's like how much do you like the people there and the activities there, and like, does it work for your lifestyle? Like, so many of these questions, I feel like, yeah, it's like never ending.
Yeah, there's always something new to worry about when once you've hit being a proper adult, you're not in school anymore and you actually have to figure yourself out, and not necessarily figure everything out, but get some sort of kind of path going or a direction going or what you want to do. It always just feels like, okay, where is this road going? I need to, it's not like a preset GPS. Like, you have to set the GPS and figure out where you're
I
going.
know.
Which,
Actually,
yeah, it's
on. No, go on, go on.
no, that's all really I was gonna say.
I was just gonna say, on the topic of property, I just remembered. I don't know if I told you this, Lisa, but over the summer, I was on social media and I saw a friend who is never gonna see this. Like, we're not so close anymore. I'm not, like, I'm not gonna dox her, but we were really close in school, and like, obviously when you go to uni you don't keep in touch the same. So she's like, but obviously I see what she's up to and I see what she's doing, and she's very active on social media, and she's the sweetest, loveliest girl. And so she's always like posting where she travels and what she does, and she posted a photo of her holding keys, and instantly I was like, what is this? What is this? Rue, when was this? And she, like, obviously the whole like slide deck on Instagram, what is it, the whole carousel was like a flat, and like her friends and her family, and all the comments were like congrats. And I swear to you, it ruined my month. It ruined my month. And the thing is, and I want to stress, like, I feel like I want to be vulnerable and say, and I admit this, it wasn't a case of like, I don't even think it was jealousy of like, because the same with you, Elisa. I really don't aspire in this moment of like, I want to get on the property ladder. Like, I need to have a house. Like, not the same. But in that moment, I was just like, I don't know what it is, but I'm like, wow. Like, you really just bought a house. You bought a flat. You did it
Like that, you
at
did
our
it.
age.
Yeah. It feels like a
Great.
really, like a real grown-up thing to do.
Yeah, no, and the thing is, it's all about perceived timelines and perceived, like, we talk about perceived sense of time and like perceived accomplishments, which is, it's simply just that. It's like the perception of it. I'm like, great, now I'm behind. Great, now I'm on Zillow. Like, now you have me asking my
You
finance,
have me sitting
manager at
on
work.
you have me sitting on Rightmove pretending as if I can afford any of these houses at any point in my life.
Yeah. No, and I mean, like, and obviously, I don't know. Social media is genuinely lawless. Like, we don't know what she does. Also, like, she's so sweet. I'm sure if I, met up, obviously I wouldn't be like, girl, tell me how you did this. But like, you don't know people's situations. You don't know why and how and when. But it really had me like going to work and being like, okay, what do I do with my pensions? How do I achieve this?
What
Like,
do I do with my
and again,
pensions? It's crazy.
it's so silly and stupid, because up until 4 hours before then, I wasn't even thinking of anything responsible or like related to the future or my, accommodation. I was just scrolling mindlessly. And then the minute I saw it, ruined my timeline.
Yeah. I feel
And
like,
I mean,
because your timeline is always like, and let's all be honest, our timelines are absolute demonic. Don't even know what's on there. It's garbage. Like, absolute, like, bottom of the barrel,
memes.
dumpster fire, brain rot. That's what's on there.
Yeah,
And then when you
for
see, like,
sure.
a piece of reality, like, push through all that rot, you're like, whoa, whoa, I didn't ask for
Whoa.
this.
Bring it
I
back.
didn't ask for this.
Yeah, I know.
Bring it
Like,
back.
I don't want the ads break to be like marriage, or because
I don't need to see, like, in between of my scrolling or like maybe even going through people's stories, I don't need to see a little ring and it saying Alhamdulillah. I don't need to see that. I don't need to see
I
that. I
know.
actually don't need to
And
see that.
not you adding the exact post I showed you.
But like it's
Guys,
also applicable to anybody.
1 hour before this, I showed Elisa that post. But like, I totally get you, because, and again, this is us being so vulnerable. Please don't take this as bitter. This has nothing to do with people, the people who make, obviously, these, just because, like I said, it has nothing to, like, it's such a detached way of thinking, because I'm really not thinking about like their life or what they're doing. It's just immediately being confronted by this, again, institution. I hate to say that, but like this concept of like house buying and having kids and marriage and stuff, where I'm like, oh, well, great. Now what? Like now what's my move?
Now
what I'm like, it's not a move. We're not playing chess, you know, like,
yeah.
This is, yeah. So it's interesting. I had a lot of that this summer. I had a lot of jump scares on my timeline. Jump scares look so offensive. Like beautiful photos of people stunning. Getting married people and engaged.
People getting married, people getting engaged, people celebrating like major life milestones, having anniversaries. People having anniversaries is a whole separate thing. Like, how are you already having an anniversary? A wedding anniversary is crazy.
I know.
In the same vein of you saying about like people that you like haven't seen in so long, I've also seen like people that I have not spoken to, I promise you, in like 10, maybe more than 10 years. I'm a completely different person. I have not spoken to these people probably since like year 8, and I see them getting married, and I'm like, to people that like I also know, like, they're getting married to people that they were dating when we were still in school. I'm like, how have you been together this whole time?
That's kind of cool, though. I mean, in a way, terrifying, because if you know both of them and you're like, oh, but yeah, the hometown scaries do really hit. And I say this as, I mean, I stay in my hometown now as well, but I think there's a special intrigue that comes with seeing people you knew as children, right? And then,
no,
then seeing them as adults. Whereas like people I went to university with, or like people I work with, are also doing the same, you know, big milestones. But I'm really not shocked, or, you know.
No, I'm 100%.
Not shocked. I'm not as invested in the same way.
Yeah, I think it's definitely like people from hometown. Also, it's always that thing of like, you never want to be a gossiper amongst people actually in your life. But then there's something so juicy about gossiping about people that you've met. Like people that you knew way back when, that have nothing to do with your life. They have nothing to do with you. You have nothing to do with their life.
Like they for sure don't know we exist. Like
they don't know that we breathe the same air anymore. Like we actually don't breathe the same oxygen anymore. And there's something so like funny about that. Like, and in the same vein, like I'm also back in, I'm not necessarily my hometown, but like I went to high school here in Bahrain, and me and one of my really good friends actually went out for coffee the other day, and we fully ran into someone from school.
Oh, that jump scare.
Absolute jump scare. They're also not listening to this. If they are, they will know where they are. And I feel really weird, but guaranteed they're listening to this.
Listen, if they are listening, that would be so exciting. I would love to be talked about in a small town podcast.
But yeah. They like honked the horn at us while we were coming out of a coffee shop, and like absolutely jump scare. Honking the horn is crazy. Like, I would not put in that much.
But at least they recognized you. I would truly pass out if I like waved and they wouldn't recognize me.
Yeah, I think that's probably what they were trying to do to begin with. And then we didn't see them because we were too busy in our old little like yapping world talking to each other. What's even weirder is that on this trip, I cannot believe I've like completely failed to mention this as well. But I think I've said this to you already, but I'm just comparing it. This incident happened with this person honking their horn at us. And on my flight on the way back, I got sat in the same next to two people I went to school with.
Yeah,
and that's not even the first time that's happened. That's the second time in a row. Last time I came back home in Bahrain, I was randomly allocated the seat right next to them. And then the second time I picked my seat and it was still right next to them.
Is it a small place? Like, does everyone really know everyone there?
In Bahrain? I mean, we went to the same school. We were in the same class. That makes sense.
But that's to say, like, such a coincidence. Like, you find people in the same class. Like, the chances of that happening, because I'm assuming you flew on, like, some, like, very standard, the Gulf Air flight. Like, how is that possible?
Yeah.
Like, going on the same time.
Unbelievable. I was telling my dad when I landed, I was like, it's unbelievable. And, like, the odds are absolutely insane. The chances of that is insane. For it to happen once, freak incident, okay? anything is possible, freaking Smith. For it to happen twice in a row is even, you're like, even stranger.
The world is small and we are getting
the world is tiny, absolutely tiny. And like bumping into people that you, I honestly haven't spoken to in a good 7-8 years. It just, it feels like so strange that how do I have friends that are from that long, or people that I know of that are from that long, I'm in that space of my life now.
No, for sure. I mean, I feel like this ties in, like, summer for so many people is like about visiting home, or like to some extent, like having more time, I'm assuming, within the jobs and uni and school stress, to like meet your friends and like get to actually reconnect with a lot of people. And I guess part of that comes with like, oh, like, I don't know, this sounds so like, what is it, faux philosophical, but like it's the acknowledgement that time has passed. Because like, I don't know if you have this, but I have a couple of friends who I will only see, and I don't know why or how, like it's not like we're like long distance besties, but like we'll only see each other like once a summer, once a year. Or like, actually, better yet, I have a really good friend who studies in Canada, and I see her every time she's back home because London's her home. And she's a good example of someone where, although we do talk, obviously, and like we have updates and like we know what's happening, every time we meet, we have like an intense debrief, and it's always the summer. And it always feels like, you know, summer holidays. Like I get to see her. I mean, and she's still studying, so it is actually summer holidays. But like, we have these intense debriefs about each other's lives, and it genuinely feels like, oh wow, all that happened in the space of like 12 months. And it's like a weird realization of like, oh, we've like, so much time has passed, so much has changed, so many new characters are involved. Like, I always have to like map out who she's talking about, because, you know, there's like three new people, things like that. So I don't know, it's like, it's nice but terrifying at the same time, especially when you compare 100%. Friends, you know, like when you catch up with friends.
No, 100%. It's actually terrifying catching up with these people. And I feel like it's also the thing that if it's people that obviously you're still in touch with, then I think you guys are still kind of growing in parallel almost with each other, just in different, obviously maybe in different places, but you're still kind of growing in parallel with each other. I feel like when you meet people that are like full blast from the past, it's like, what version of me do they have in their mind?
That's very different. I haven't done that recently. Yeah. Because it's, I guess, people, because I was going to say, like, you know how you were saying, like, because I am guilty of the same. Me and my best friends from home, where I went to high school and whatever, when we meet, it is limited to strictly three subjects. Two of those are like old things that have happened in school, or like people we know from school. And that one thing will be like our job. Like, it is so focused on, and the thing is, it's a bonding thing. It's not so much like a gossiping thing as well, because it's the same scenario. Nothing's changed. There's nothing new to gossip about, but we have to bring it up. You have to be like, oh my gosh, did you see this person? What are they doing now? Nothing's changed. But nothing's really changed. Interesting, yeah. Because I always think we are, without sounding super, like being talked about, but like we're probably that for other people. Like, I have walked around in like town doing errands, and I'm like, someone's probably seen me, and someone's like, oh, that's that girl from that time.
And I'm 100%. I've 100% have had that feeling in that exact same situation that I had on the flight when I was coming back, and I saw those two people from my school. We were catching up and everything. They asked me about Pradesi because they were like, oh, we've been seeing all this stuff. How is Pradesi
going? They're going to see this.
He was like,
yes.
Why are you supposed to be that?
Well, yeah, because it's a reminder. It's a reminder that you're being perceived. And yeah. Also, I mean, for me, with the like being around town, I always have the feeling I'm like, I'm someone's NPC, because it's all well and good me being Miss main character, and like, and no, you can't glamorize being in your hometown. You can only glamorize it to a certain degree. But I am that NPC character, in someone else's life.
I am 100% that NPC in someone's life. Yeah,
so I want to know. I'm like, what are you thinking? Did you think about that time I fell over? Or like, did you think the class we shared together? Because those are the things I will think of when I see people that I went to school with, essentially. But yeah.
No, but that actually sometimes keeps me up at night about like the things that people remember about me.
I see.
Because like there's certain school memories that I have buried. I will never, ever, ever bring them up.
Unleash.
Like you could not waterboard that information out of me. You actually could not. Like there's certain things from primary school and like early secondary school when I still in Hong Kong that I don't bring up. Like I actually just don't bring up because it's so like internally like so cringy that I'm like
it's so
I can't, like,
yeah.
I can't talk about it. And there's nobody in my life currently that can bring it up. Or that can reference that version of me, that young preteen version of me. There's no one around that can reference that. So it's like, though, that version of me is locked away. But I remember
see,
when I
you're
went
lucky.
Back. I that's what I wish I'd school. Like, as much as I miss that time of my life, because I miss and I loved living in Hong Kong, I loved growing up there. I'm glad that I can kind of
if you have no reminder. Actually,
I can detach myself from that preteen version of me because when I went back to Hong Kong in December, I met up with a couple of people and I met up with an old friend of mine from school and she knew me since year 7. She specifically like referenced some person that I used to have a crush on in like year 8, year 9. And I was like, the fact that you still remember this
yeah.
16 years later.
Why? Your impact.
Why do you
know
this?
You're so right because you actually made me think because I was like, oh, I have people like I'm still friends with people that I have been, you know, we've been together since we were 11 or 12. But for me, because I mean, obviously you moved like halfway. I feel like when I moved from America and I like moved to the UK, it was a very clear cut separation of like pre-teen and like teen because I started secondary school here. So it felt like a very mm-hmm. like structured, linear place to start. But
yeah,
obviously I'm not super close with, I have kept in touch. Like we talk occasionally on Instagram, et cetera, with friends that I have in America, in like Indiana, which was the last place I stayed. Shout out to Indiana. But I sometimes will see photos and remember, it's like flashbacks. I'll like, remember things that happened or things that I might have said. And I'm like, this is because, and it's also this idea of like, I left America and I have this like perception and like such fond memories, by the way. But they also would have remembered me of things that I've said then and how I looked yeah. and what I did. And it's like, oh, great. And actually, I really want to go back this Christmas. That's actually one of my things I'm looking forward to. As we
are you going
roll
to Indiana?
Towards, well, I have a lot of family in America and I have family in Ohio and that's like 2-3 hours drive to Indiana. And I have a couple of friends who may be like, they've all moved out. They all go to university or like work elsewhere. But I think for Christmas, a lot of them go home and I'll be there during the Christmas period. So I'm like, should I go back? Because vivid memory because I wasn't that young, I was like 10.
Yeah,
so there's a lot of things I remember hard.
I mean, it depends. Are you still in touch with quite a few of them or no?
Yeah I am but
okay,
I
then yeah,
message
sure.
And I will see because that would be the craziest. That will feel like hometown. Actually, we're talking about yeah. all this if I went back to Zionsville, Indiana, which is where I lived.
This is Zionsville.
No Zionsville. Yeah, it's a historical town. It's a small town. You can cut this, but I'm. You can look it up. It's a very small town, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No.
Small no town comment. In Indiana. Coming undisclosed. A lot of people have moved out. Yeah. But listen, it was a great place to grow up as a kid.
I'm sure it was lovely
in the Midwest. I was only there for a couple years. Actually, what do I know?
I mean,
Have you never told? I've never told you that.
No, you've never told me the, what so it was funny. Called. You've never said okay. that. You've never confessed that piece of information of exactly where.
It's a confession place.
See, like, it's a little bit of a confession.
It's not a confession. I should actually research that before I go back. But no, it's great. It's standard. I feel like you go to the Midwest, it's a lot of the towns are similar, like a village, city center, yeah, that sort of thing.
True. Yeah.
You know the Midwest.
Yeah, I've been to the Midwest. I have. My cousins live in Kentucky.
Or down south.
My cousins live in Kentucky. South,
right?
Kentucky is all south. You tell someone from Kentucky they're from the south, they'll actually throw
hands.
Like the way that I've hounded my cousins about this to be like, why don't you guys have southern accents? I thought because yeah. it was southern, and they were like, no,
you're the mid.
Apparently, I think that the Midwest. I have no idea.
But interesting.
When I was in Kentucky, I heard southern accents and country music in a CVS. So
and you're like, that's it. That's the data
to me. That's south to me.
That's so funny. That's funny. What are you looking forward to? So, I mean, I'm looking forward to going to the U.S., but...
Yes. What am I looking forward to? Well, I'm looking forward to getting a job, because obviously I quit.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to starting something new, like a new chapter of career, trying to figure that all out. I'm looking forward to that once that gets going. And what else?
That's got a friend's wedding. That's so exciting.
Yeah, I mean,
friend's wedding.
I've got a friend's wedding in December, which I'm very, very much looking forward to. It's a friend of mine that I've known since we were in kindergarten. Our parents have been friends for like 20 plus years. So it's like my first like official friend wedding.
Well, after all that we shit talk, you're going to go to this wedding.
I'm going to go to a wedding. Yeah.
Nice.
But the thing is that here's the thing. I'm not shit talked about her. I will not shit talk about her because she's great. She's someone who knew me when I was literally in. She knew my sisters when they were born. So she's known me almost my entire life. So I'm gonna keep my mouth like this. Absolute.
I know.
Absolutely nothing. But no, that'll be fun. First friend wedding. I got all like my outfits ordered. That's a whole separate realm of anxiety.
The fashion.
With the fashion, does everything look good? My mom's like started thinking about. Like jewelry and for the outfits and everything, so I'm going to be able to rifle through like, proper like, jewelry collection. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be fun.
Is it like a proper Desi wedding? Like you're going to do, like yeah. 4 or 5 days?
Oh yeah. It's the full
shebang.
Technically, she's already married. She did her nikah a couple weeks ago, like beginning of September. She did her nikah already. Which is like a really close family, close friends, as far as I know, because she doesn't live here in Bahrain. So she did that there. So she's going to do like the full reception, the mendi, barat, all of it is going to be here.
That's so and, fun. Like,
half of Bahrain is going to be there. So it'll be fun.
Yeah. Is this your Crazy Rich Asians moment of like the wedding?
It might be. I have no idea how all out they're going. My mom has told me that, you know, they're really like, they're planning a couple of big events. So we'll find out. We'll find out in December.
That's so exciting.
What about you?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, nothing to look forward to.
To look forward to. Yeah. But I feel like,
what am I looking forward to? I'm looking forward to, I'm just generally looking forward to having more of a, having more free time, if that makes sense. Because my main update for the summer is that I passed my driving test. And I...
Well done. Round of applause. Round of applause.
I feel like we've had such productive summers. Because I was driving and you were working and finishing your job. Because, I mean, the whole episode, I feel like we've just been talking about all this stuff about growing up, but driving was the one thing that kept me young, because I was really that one person who could not, like, who didn't have their license. Like, I was really saying the you know, like, I of course I can drive, I just don't have my license. So now I can actually back it. But
Hey,
it's been
you want
such
to
a
compare?
hassle.
I don't have my UK license, so you're still better than me.
Yeah, okay, but that doesn't count. Like that you still have a license. But I mean the whole ordeal of getting one has been like because I annoyingly got hit with like within COVID, like everything was delayed and like I don't know if it's the same in other countries, but the UK there's been like a crazy backlog. So in actuality, the process of getting it, like as in booking the date and stuff, was harder than the actual driving bit, which makes sense. It's bureaucracy, but
That's fine. That makes sense.
no, so I spent a big part of my summer just getting as much practice as possible, which sounds really corny, like, you know, like what? It's just like a bit of driving. But obviously, if you work full time as well, you only get a certain amount of time, obviously, with like a parent to get to go and practice. So a lot of my evenings, like I couldn't do stuff, or like I'd have to like say no to plans, which this sounds like such a first world problem of like, oh, I didn't see my friends. But I think that kind of participated in making the summer feel a little, I don't
Dull.
know, like this sounds dull and lonelier, but it's not always a bad thing because I feel like we've talked about it on this podcast of like the feeling of loneliness being necessary sometimes to have time for yourself to think about, you know, what you want to do and where to go. But I feel like during a period where I felt like I was supposed to go out all the time and like have stuff happening and like eight parties to pick from, there were none. Actually having nothing made me reflect a lot more. So all in all, not bad, but I feel like I'm looking forward to catching up with friends and
Yes.
doing things that are not just, you know.
To be fair, you'll come up to London, and London in the wintertime, as much as it's miserable and it's cold and it gets dark at 3 o'clock,
I know. Oh yeah.
there's something je ne sais quoi about the Christmas season.
Yeah, and it's I just feel like September, this sounds so dorky, but like September just feels like back to school. And there's a certain like, I don't know, like you can call it academic, but it's like just everyone's a lot more determined to
It
like
feels,
set new goals and
that's
do
true. I
things.
think it's enough.
So I love the autumn. That's my favorite season more than the summer. I mean,
Autumn is renewal. Autumn is renewal. It's a reset.
I know it's my, I mean, I am born firmly in the winter. So I would always say
Yeah,
the winter
you're a
is my
Capricorn,
favorite.
right?
Yes, but I love all the colder seasons. So I'm excited for that. I'm also excited for catching up for this sounds so again dorky, but like I want to catch up on all the movies because I still haven't seen Twisters and I still haven't
I
seen
haven't seen it.
Despicable Me 5 or 4, whichever
Despicable
one
Turn.
they're on.
You see, no, it's Despicable Me 4. But
Yeah.
I haven't seen Despicable Me 4 either.
See, let's go. Let's go. Because I feel like there are so many movies. I've seen so many new movies floating around. Like, it's not come out yet, but like Gladiator 2 is coming out with Mr. Paul Mescal and Pedro.
And Pedro,
There's Jonathan Bailey is in Jurassic World, which is personally my Roman Empire. That I feel like that's not coming out soon, but anyways, the point being, I feel like weirdly getting to play catch up with like stuff that's been happening over the summer is what I'm looking forward to.
I feel like you're right, but I think movie-wise, this summer has not been as big as. I mean, last summer was the whole Barbenheimer summer that I don't think anyone talked about anything else. Also, Laura's the same other than Barney, Oppenheimer. This
Why are they
was
making?
relatively chill in
Wait,
movies.
no, Elisa, you cannot say that. I know we're nearing the end of this episode, but you cannot say this wasn't a big summer when It Ends With Us drama was happening.
Stop. You all know
We're like,
something.
oh yeah, nothing happened in the movie world this summer.
No, you're so right, and I forgot about that. Yeah, I forgot about that. You're so right.
Actually, I lie. I was very up to date with that because before we started recording, we really were thinking, we're like, what happened with pop culture that like is worth talking about, because I feel like it's a general exhaustion,
Yes.
over the summer. But It Ends With Us drama, I was all up for that.
No, you're so right. You're so right. I completely forgot. The thing is, I didn't actually watch It Ends With Us, but I heard,
no, I haven't seen it.
From our very good big boss that she enjoyed it.
Oh, really? The movie?
The movie. Yeah. I have not heard good things though from the general public.
The main issue was Blake and the promotions. Yeah. So I wonder, like, I'm not surprised that people like the movie but hate the like surround sound of like a Blake promoting her alcohol brand and her hair brand. And oh wait, I will say something. This is very niche, but there was a South Asian influencer who was part of the press for Blake's like hair brand, part of It Ends With Us promotion. I don't know, because there was like three campaigns happening in one, right? Like she was really selling her shit, but she was promoting her hair brand, and the South Asian influencer went, and Blake did her hair, and all the comments, and listen, I kind of agree. I don't know if you've seen this. All the comments
I have.
She made it worse. She made it worse. Actually, can I just say, you can beep it out, but it's like, it's nothing negative to the influencer at all. But I think it was Sirit Saini who went.
Okay.
And Sirit Saini is like, I think she's like the hair girl. Like she talks a lot about hair and stuff. So people were like, oh, she made it worse because Blake did her hair for like the collab.
That's a bigger reflection of Blake Lively than it is on Sirit Saini.
Yeah, exactly. But no, it just made me giggle. I just think anything that came out of It Ends With Us promotions was just not good.
Everything from that whole press tour has just been an absolute dumpster fire.
Yeah, and the reason it reminded me, because people were saying they were trying to make Deadpool and It Ends With Us the new Barbenheimer because of Blake and Ryan Reynolds. But
yes,
you know what? I don't think Barbenheimer is a phenomenon repeated.
No, and you were saying about It Ends With Us, that was like a big movie moment this summer, but I don't think nothing will ever top Barbenheimer. Barbenheimer was a whole like pop cultural movement. It took over the entire, like it brought people back into the cinema. Like nobody was going to the cinema anymore, and now because of that.
Yeah, post-COVID as well.
Post-COVID? Crazy.
So true. But I mean, guys, as it's autumn, I feel like so much is going to ramp up, like new shows, the award stuff, award season.
What I'm actually weirdly enough looking forward to is I just saw a trailer the other day of Love is Blind Goodbye. That one is going to be crazy.
Yeah, that might deserve its own episode.
It's going to be its own episode. Because why has he made a show? It's just going to be me talking about it. Because like, why have they made a show about how most Muslims in this region approach marriage already?
I mean,
like, what is it about it? What's the appeal of that? Like, they're already doing Love is Blind on a regular basis.
I mean, it's impressive. You have to think that, like, clearly there's a demand. And this is why I say It's Just You. I am so bad at keeping up to date with all the reality love shows. Like, I know Love Island US this summer was popping, right?
I just finished watching all of Love Island US, the recent season.
Yeah.
It is unbelievably good. If you have...
Really? It's really worth it?
It's 110% worth it. I'm telling you, nothing has hit. No reality TV has hit the way this Love Island season 6 has hit.
The metric is... What I consider prime peak reality TV cannot get better is like Real Housewives of Beverly Hills season 2 or like season 3. Okay, but no. But like that for me was the last time when I watched reality TV, I was like, no way. Like the shocks, the plot twists, the like raw emotion. So I wonder, I will watch because everyone has said it's so good.
It's like so good. I heard the exact same thing. And then when I was in London, I saw that they have it on ITV. Not like, I think now they should have all the episodes, but a couple weeks ago, they were releasing the episodes like day by day as if it was still being aired, even though
it has finished and all the Islanders were out, and I kind of already knew who was still together and who wasn't. So I watched it, but it's like quality reality TV of, you know, fights and arguments and breakups and back together, and it's
like,
it was a full plot line. I'm obsessed. It's so good. I'm telling you, you will not be bored. The only time you will get bored is probably in the last 4 or 5 episodes, which is like when things are wrapping up anyways.
It's like all lovey-dovey.
It's a lovey-dovey at the end anyways. But up until that point, you are entertained episode after episode after episode. There's not a single moment where you're not like, what the hell did I just watch?
Okay, I'm sold. Because I feel like I go by the three-person rule. If three people, this sounds so crazy, but if three people are like, it's so good, done. It doesn't matter who those three people are. Could be like,
I'm telling you,
my parents and you.
It's so good.
Okay, well, great. I feel like reality TV is one thing that we can rely on to give us, you know, even when all the shows are like new movies or new releases or like, we'll have reality TV.
We will always have reality TV.
Great.
And on that note, we should probably get back to reality because over here it is actually past midnight. And
yes, please. We will be back to same country programming soon, hopefully.
Very soon.
Hopefully soon. I mean, it's great. It's like reflecting for this is like, look how international worldwide we are. You know,
we are an international community.
Lost time zones.
100%.
No, but there's so many exciting stuff happening this autumn and winter and going forth. So I'm so excited to be back and talking.
Yes, 100%. And of course, as always, keep an eye out on Bredesi's socials because, of course, Slime is Bredesi podcast. So everybody keep an eye out on there because now that we are fully back into the full swing of things into autumn, we are gearing back into our event. So make sure that you are keeping an eye out on our socials for events and tickets and everything else in between. But all right.
Yes.
We will see you next time.
See you.
Thanks so much for listening today, guys. I hope you enjoyed our little brand of nonsense, our usual brand of nonsense. But if you want to see more of us online, you can check us out on Instagram on perdesi.community. If you want to email us directly, we are podcast.perdesi@gmail.com. If you want to check out our Twitter, it's perdesiblog. And if you want to have a little sneak peek at Kate Key and I's little bios on our website, it's www.perdesi.community/thelinebetween. Hope you guys had fun. See you next time.
Bye.